Vinnie Del Mar and Raymond Page with his two orchestras in a musical contest to be umpired by the applause of our audience. Spokesman for lovers of traditional or concert music is that articulate and authoritative critic, author, and composer, Deems Taylor. Raymond Page's Pop Music Orchestra is recommended, commended, and defended by a gent with a genuine love for jazz, no other than that high priest of hit parade hijinks, Kenny Del Mar. Monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
That's French, Deems. It means, gents, if you please.
Kenny, you've been reading menus again. Well, since you're in a linguistic mood, I hasten to point out that our first selection today is an exquisite and well-loved song based upon that most simple of themes, Ich liebe dich.
It doesn't sound simple to me.
Well, it is, though. It simply means, I love you.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, it's probably just as well. Let's keep it that way for a minute so that I can tell you that Ich liebe dich by Edvard Grieg is regarded as one of the greatest love songs ever written. What could be more expressive of tender romance than this melody, Kenny? Just listen.
Deems, we who prefer popular music have a song to match yours. How about this? Now, there's a romantic melody that's dreamy without being stuffy.
Well, Kenny, there's nothing stuffy about the melody of Grieg's Ich liebe dich.
Yeah, but how about the words?
Well, the lyrics, Kenny, are a simple and heartfelt poem by Hans Christian Andersen, whose immortal fairy tales, I imagine, must be familiar to you. You do know them.
Oh, intimately.
Thought so. Liebe dich has a charming history, Kenny. This song was Grieg's way of confessing his love for his sweetheart, Nina.
Why didn't he just tell her?
Well, to say it with music was natural to them both, for Nina was a singer and a pianist. In fact, they became engaged while playing duets and later were married.
They never should have played duets.
Well, it didn't bother Grieg because he became Norway's most famous composer, and I really believe you'll see why when you hear Ich liebe dich. It will be sung for us by Charles Danford, whose fine baritone is known to both Broadway and concert audiences.
My thought, my present, and my future. Thou art my heart's supreme and only joy. I love thee more than any earthly creature. I love thee, dear. I love thee, dear. I love thee, dear, now and forevermore. I love thee, dear, now and forevermore. One thought of thee, all other thoughts drive from me. Good alone this heart shall be. For to whatever fate God's will may lead me, I love thee, dear. I love thee, dear. I love thee, dear, now and forever.
Deans, that was beautiful, I admit. But I've got a hunch our audience is going to get a bigger bang from the I Love You song we pop people prefer.
Very well, you play your hunch and let the applause fall where it may.
Well, the ditty Our Side Presents was also written by a guy who became world famous. He was born in Peru.
Really? A Peruvian?
Peru, Indiana.
Oh, an Indian. I never can say Indiana.
Yeah. Well, Cole Porter has described himself as just a hard-working boy from Indiana. Sometimes people call his songs sophisticated, but all kinds of folks in all the countries where popular music is known have made jazz classics out of his Begin the Begin and Night and Day, I Love You.
Something now to the further distinction of serious music, a song about the rare qualities of a young lady. It's one of the loveliest of all songs, equally acclaimed by concert artists and the public. Schubert's Who is Sylvia?
Is that good?
It certainly is. And so is Schubert in all respects musically. Why, although he died at 31 and never even heard many of his own works produced, he wrote over 600 songs, including Who is Sylvia.
You mean he never found out?
Look, Delmar, as far as we know, Schubert did not know any girl named Sylvia.
Well, if he didn't know her and didn't even know who she was, why write a song about her?
Listen, the words to which he set a memorable tune, Kenny, were not his. They were the idea of another talented boy, William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
That adored she that Sylvia is excelling. She excels each mortal thing upon the dull earth dwelling. To her garlands let us sing. To her garlands let us ring.
When it comes to a song about the rare qualities of a young lady, and I quote Deems Taylor, what could be more important than personality?
Oh, lots of things. If you don't believe me, ask Raymond Page.
That I will. Raymond, don't you think personality is a rare quality?
Well, no, I don't.
No? Well, man, how come you don't think personalities are rare?
Well, nowadays, everybody's got one. One kind or another.
He did it again.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of songwriters named Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke agree with me. And so do the thousands of people who like their song called Personality. It's from a new picture called The Road to Utopia. And it tells about a few chicks with qualities definitely rare. Right along through here, let's hear Personality sung by Peggy Mann, a gal with plenty of same in the righteous rhythm way.
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about DeBarry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pyrrhus, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pyrrhus, or Jupiter in Juno? That's right. You're so right, so don't you say I'm smart and have the kind of heart. What a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like mine. Glad I met you. Gonna get you. Personality.
Deems, do you agree that everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, as the fella says?
I do, and I think the fella was Mark Twain.
Well, I want to show how smart popular songwriters are. They do something about the weather. They write hits about it.
Yes, I can just hear one now. Darling, I love you mostly fair and warmer, but cloudy in spots blues.
Well, our side is going to present a ditty that manages to combine a story about a snowstorm that led to romance.
With me, snowstorms lead to colds.
Now listen, Deems, this snow song is a terrific hit. It's really hot.
Well, I'll give it about 3 weeks to melt. Could this song by any chance be Let It Snow?
You are one third right. The full title is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, I Say Let It Snow.
You can't do the snowball.
Now this tune was written by composer Julie Stein and lyricist Sammy Cam. writers of a great many hits, including I Walk Alone.
It's all right with me.
Now, let it snow. This is about how this fella and his girl cozy by the fireplace while it snows outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're popping corn.
With never a thought of the heat shortage, huh?
No. And we've a charming girl here who handles the song the way it should be handled. Her name is Peggy Mann.
Oh, manhandled.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, Deans, the folks seem to like Let It Snow.
Oh, yes, but they haven't had a chance to hear our rebuttal yet. When it comes to using the state of the weather to induce a state of mind, musically, wait till you hear Debussy's lyric conception of a world lost in moonlight.
Okay, I can wait.
Well, gentlemen, we've all got to wait. We've all got to wait for the final score. Both of you just do your best. The audience will do the rest.
Well, Cy, it doesn't seem necessary to give a send-off to a composition that's become a bestseller throughout the whole modern world of music. I'll just tell you, Kenny, that it happens to be so. Now we can all sit back and lose ourselves in the shimmering moon world of Debussy's Clair de Lune. Kenny, when the word gets around that Claire de Lune hasn't been stolen yet, I imagine there'll be a new pop song coming out called Debusky's Claire de Moon, I Love You.
Yeah, you'll probably be hearing it on every radio in the country.
And now, here come the results of our musical contest. Ich liebe dich, with a score of 800, tied I Love You with 800. Claire de Lune topped Let It Snow, 1,000 to 900, Mr. Taylor's Round. Who is Sylvia? Versus Personality, 700 to 900. Totals, Deems Taylor's Serious Music, 2,500. Mr. Delmar's Swing, 2,600.
You know, my losing friend, your fate today puts you in the place of the Englishman who sat stony-faced through a whole evening of side-splitting American jokes.
How come, Mr. Bones? Why am I like that Englishman?
You just didn't get the point.
The applause meter has proven that today's session ended in a victory for Kenny Delmar's Hepsters. So let's bring back Raymond Page's Pop Orchestra for more of the same. Featured with the orchestra will be our surprise guest, Tex Beneke.
Cider, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all. Come on out in the silvery moonlight. Of love we'll whisper so sweet and low. Seems as though I can't live without you. Listen, oh honeydew. I don't like you. Oh, baby, I love you. I do. Indeed, I do.
listening to Music America Loves Best. Armed Forces Radio Service.